More time. Right, JavaFX 1.3. Well, I actually downloaded this release on Sunday, April 25th, 2010. I had to leave it for a while, then started having a read of the documentation and was really intrigued by the 3D capabilities and the nascent Prism architecture, which you can enable if you have a decent graphics machine with a GPU, an accelerated graphic processor unit, such as a Radeon or Nvidia chip, then you're fine. If you're using integrated Intel, then forget about it. So, what does it mean? So, JavaFX in 1.3 has this 3D API. No, it doesn't, and which is really strange. But what you can do is take an ordinary scene graph elements like a rectangle or a circle or a shape and actually move them around in 3D space. That's right, you take a two-dimensional rectangle or shape object and then you translate the shape over in 3D space. So the node object now has an extra translate property. So you know there's a translate X, a translate Y, and a translate, now there is a translate Z, which you can use to move objects around. So actually, you don't actually position objects in, or you could do in 2D, but actually move them around. And rotation is really strange now. You can rotate objects in now 3D space, and so the rotate object, a rotate transformation is really strange. That you would have thought it would have rotate X, rotate Y, rotate Z in degrees or radians, and that would have been fine. But now, mathematically, they have to take care of rotations about an arbitrary vector in space. So you will find a rotation axis which takes a point 3D to take care of that. So, yeah, it's good. I think the Prism architecture is looking pretty good. It's a first public outing of what's possible. I'm sure enough the performance of JavaFX 1.3 will be even better once I port my applications. And having said my application, so now Nelson has to be ported. And I know Stephen Chin is upset about porting the JFX project from the 0.6 to 1.3, and so, and I suppose Nelson and particularly the Xenon Data Grid will really have to be reworked now that we've seen full disclosure now and publication of this cascading style sheet changes. It's time that I think the Xenon Data Grid and the Nelson project really do get a massive upgrade. So there's going to be a lot of work over the summer to handle that. And unfortunately, some of the 3D aspirations for writing games and visualizations will have to really wait, because it's quite difficult to see myself using those sort of applications in the version 1.3 release. Well, having said that, it's really so download JavaFX 1.3 and have fun. It's really looking good. And did I say there's a TV emulator mode which you can try out on the desktop? Really cool. Bye for now.